As one of the few Democratic leaders in the state, Edwards naturally falls on the list of suspected candidates. Other names being batted around include fellow Democrat New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu and Republicans U.S. Senator David Vitter, Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, and State Treasurer John Kennedy. Communications professor and political pundit Robert Mann thinks Edwards' actions this session would have been monitored with or without an announcement.
Knowing that Jindal is a lame duck, knowing that there will be an open seat, whether you announce or not, everything you do in this session, everything that Mitch Landrieu does, everything that Jay Darden does and John Kennedy does is now looked at through this lens of a possible race for governor.
Edwards is the first of rumored candidates to publicly announce his intent to run, but he may already be behind.
He's not a household name. He's not well known outside this region. So he's got to start getting out. He's got to start raising that money early. He's got to get his name recognition up. He's got to start much earlier than someone who is known by 20, 30, 40, 50, 90% of the people.
Just being a representative could be a disadvantage for Edwards. He won't be allowed to campaign while in session, and Louisiana hasn't seen a governor come directly from the state legislature since Oscar K. Allen in 1936, who, unlike Edwards, was a member of the majority party at the time. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.